hopefully I have video tonight. We will see. Because there's no way to know if it's working until after I record it. And last night it didn't work. So it was all screwed up. Like completely screwed up. So anyway, it is day 29 of November podcasting month. And my name is Adam. This is Geeky Gay. So I wanted to mention there's a guy on YouTube that followed me, and I believe he is gay, but I'm not sure. Maybe I need to look closer. But let me look actually on there and see if I can pull it up. You'll need to search for Ozzy Tim, OSYTIM. And he has some videos on there. I wanted to plug him. So he's cute. I think the main reason I wanted to plug him, I want to plug him, but it's because he's cute. And so anyway, thank you for friending me. And anyway, I appreciate that. I've had some other people friend me that I don't know. So when you friend me, if you send me a little message and say, hey, I heard about you from so-and-so, or I was just searching around YouTube and thought your title sounded interesting, or whatever, you know, I tell people, I like to know where you found me from, or, you know, how you know me, or why you want to know me. I don't have so many followers yet that I can't learn about all of them or all of you. So last night, I guess I'll just say last night, the reason that there was so much drama was, well, you guys don't really know about any drama, but the drama was I recorded, the background looked perfect. I was looking cute. Everything was great. But, when I went to play the video back, it was stuttering, stopping, like jerky, just the whole thing was just messed up. There wasn't just one spot, but it was like the whole thing was messed up. And so it was unusable. And by the time I realized it, because I recorded it a little bit earlier, and then I went and had dinner with my parents, and I went to the gym, and yada, 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 and I came back. I think that's the order I did it in. I don't know if I had dinner with them afterwards. It doesn't matter. But anyway, so I came back and I started to edit it. I basically just do the rendering process to convert it to MP4, which is what I have to use. And it was just horrible. It wasn't salvageable at all. But I record the audio separately. Well, the video records the audio, but for the audio podcast, I record that separately on another machine. So I wanted to make sure that I kept doing the November podcasting thing, but there was just no time by the time I got home and I started to edit and do all that to re-record. And I kind of liked the conversation that I had had, and I didn't want to have to try to, I don't know, recreate that. I felt like I was really honest and open and everything about the topics that I had discussed, and I didn't want to try to have to recreate that moment. So anyway, I wanted to mention, so I know you guys are probably getting tired of Relationship Talk 101, but so I'll get your opinion on this, and several people have given me opinions, but I'm still talking to this guy that is getting a divorce. He's 30, and he's the guy that I talked about that's Hispanic, or he's Mexican, and he's just kind of weird because he'll say he's busy, and then earlier today he said, oh, well, I had been messing around with this other guy, and yada, 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 but he's not returning my calls, and stuff like that. And then the next thing out of his mouth will be, well, I get kind of freaked out because I'm afraid you're going to be having sex with other people. And then, you know, I don't know. It's like, and then I'll, It's just weird. I don't know exactly what he wants, and I don't know that I want a relationship. I mean, let me explain why I don't know that I'm ready for a relationship. The reason is because, and I've said this before, but I am what I would call a people pleaser. And basically, I have a tendency to get into relationships where I want to please the people that I'm in the relationship with, which is normal. You want to please the person that you're with. But I have this need for some reason. And I'm afraid, and I'm single now, so I can kind of, you know, take care of myself and not have to worry about it so much. But I'm at a point in my life where, and this is hard to describe, but I really don't feel like I have anyone in my life that doesn't have some sort of expectations for me. And I don't mean you guys that listen to this necessarily, but there's something about my brain that says, yeah, but if I didn't act this way, like for instance, the gay friends that I have, they're used to me being sexual and yada, yada, yada. And if one day I were to come in and change and not be that way, maybe they wouldn't like me anymore. So maybe they have these expectations of me, you know, or my parents expect that I'm not going to be sleeping with men. So, you know, their love is conditional based on the fact that they think that I'm not sleeping with men, or, you know, whatever the case may be, coworkers or anything. In my brain, and it may be true, I mean, people may really have expectations for me, and I may be right. Or it could be in my head, and I could just feel like there are these expectations that I need to be fulfilling. But this is the way my brain works. So I'm always thinking, oh, I've got to act this certain way. And that's one reason why I'm selectively social, and why sometimes I prefer to just stay at home, is because I don't want to have to be thinking about who I'm needing to please or whose expectations I need to meet, you know, tonight or whatever. And I get angry, like subconsciously angry, like at my parents and at other people. And maybe they haven't vocalized any expectations, but my brain says, oh, they have these expectations. And then I get angry. Like, and I don't tell them that, but I just have these negative emotions. So in a relationship, that happens as well. Even if the person doesn't necessarily have these expectations, which my last one kind of did, but let's just say they didn't. Even if they didn't, I get this anger and this, like, resentment, because I feel like I have to act like these other people want me to act, whoever it is. So I've been really avoiding relationships because I know that about me, and I need to figure that out and figure out how to get around that, because I'll go back into a situation where I think, oh, I've got to act this certain way because now I'm dating this person and, you know, they're not going to like me unless I act this certain way. And then I'll get angry, and then I'll be resentful, and the whole cycle will just go over and over again. And I know this is really deep and not funny and probably not entertaining, but this is just kind of how my mind works a little bit. And so, you know, he's already coming up with these, well, you know, I don't want you to be sleeping around, or, you know, he's like, I'm afraid you're sleeping around with all these other people. Well, maybe I am, maybe I'm not, but we've known each other for a short amount of time. We've only met twice. And he already seems to have these expectations, you know, and I don't know. I mean, he's cute and he's smart. He seems to be smart anyway. And I don't know. Anyway, and my music's going to run out. So I'm going to say, to contact me about this and anything else, do you feel like people have unrealistic expectations of you, or, you know, do you have any of those same feelings, or is it all in my head? Contact me at GeekyGay on Google+, or Adam Burns. contact@geekygay.com is the email, and you can subscribe on YouTube. Look for Geeky Gay TV. I will talk to you guys tomorrow, which is the last day of November podcasting month. Bye, everyone.